Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, Josh Klingler will join our show, Chief Sideline Reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network. Boy, he's got a late one this week. But, hey, I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be in this chair.
They're home this week because I'm going to the game on Wednesday.
Oh, wait, what? You're talking about the Royals?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you're talking about Kling.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about Royals, gotcha, before we went into break. I heard Josh. I was like, wait a second.
That makes total sense. Yeah, we got Josh after Josh.
Yeah.
But first Josh.
We got a lot of Joshing around here today.
And then tomorrow we got another Josh.
We do? Who's that?
That's Frisco.
Oh, that's right. I thought maybe we had Josh Simmons scheduled for yesterday, figuring out how he's faster than Tyreek Hill. How does Tyreek Hill like the fact that Josh Simmons is faster than he is?
Yeah, I don't like that pick.
So, Josh Simmons, man.
That's like horseradish.
Yeah. Still seeing that guy like, oh my God, that's 71.
Amazing.
Where the hell did he come from?
When I first saw him on the sideline, I was like, is that 74? I was like, no, it can't be 74.
Nah.
That's 71. That makes sense.
I mean, he trucked it over, man.
That was awesome.
Right there, he became a fan favorite.
Saved a touchdown.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Big time. And he came from the opposite side of the field and came sprinting over. I'm like, oh my.
You know who didn't sprint for 1 second after that happened?
Travis?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I know he wasn't going to catch him. You can take for what it is. I know that's the football guy. Like, I got to sprint. But it's a little annoying to see.
Yes, but also I know I would have been Travis in that situation. I know I would have been. I know who I am as a human being. And I would have done the exact same thing. And I think 95% of us would have done the exact same thing that Travis did in that situation. You get turned around, you drop the ball, you're pissed at your... Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
There it goes the other way. And it happens like even faster than the way that I just went. Because I know for me, I would have been the same way. I would have thrown my hands up and I would have collapsed and had to be carried off the field. Josh Simmons is not me. That dude boated down the sidelines, man, and blew that dude up on the sidelines. I think he took out Sirianni, if I'm not mistaken.
Big Dom. Got to get your Dom. Got to take those hits, Big Dom. Jeff Schwartz, Mitchell Schwartz's older brother that we all are familiar with, said this yesterday on Twitter after the game was over. Says, I think the best way to sum up the Chiefs is they just aren't that good right now, and maybe they won't be this season. What do they do well at the moment? Stop the run, not winning many games, if that's it. Just a flawed team. It's only week two, but it's not a great start. So, what would you say right now the Chiefs are doing well. It's a long silence. Is there something that the Chiefs right now are doing something where you're like, keep doing that, but let's change this, 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 and this? Because they're 0-2 for a reason, right?
Yeah.
I will say I'm not worried at all with this team being 0-2. I will honestly say that.
I'm not worried at all, but what do they do? I think they're two different questions. Not worried yet.
I think what they do well is they still continue to stay in these games. Like they're not getting blown out. They were down, they lost 21-27 in week one. They lost 20-17. What they've got to do is take a look in the mirror, right? What's that Michael Jackson song? I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Mm-hmm. I got to make a change. I got to look, you are Chris Jones. You have nothing to prove to anyone. You are Travis Kelce. You have nothing to prove to anyone, but now you do. Because you try to do more than what you actually have to do. Just be you. Quit overthinking things. Quit doing these things. As Butker missed a field goal. Trent McDuffie misses that jump ball that I think if we replay that 99 times, he's going to get it 98. He just didn't get it that one time. Kelce had a rough first 2 weeks of the season. Mahomes not being able to hit Thornton on that deep ball. I mean, literally, you look at that, everybody just, whoa. Like, as soon as he threw it, he was like, oh, gosh.
You have to hit that.
And then they went right back to the well. What I'd like to see them do is incorporate that early in the game. Go out there and just throw deep bombs. I don't care. You're 0-2. You've got to mix it up. You've got to get back to what made you this team. They are not the 2019 Chiefs. They're not the 2022 Chiefs. They're not the 2024 Chiefs. They're not. They're a new team of a Chiefs team. They have to figure out who they are. They got to get back to their identity. And once they do that, things will start to fall into place. We heard DJ say that earlier. We were 1-5, and Andy Reid came to the locker room and said, hey, guys, I know it looks doom and gloom. I know it looks like the sky is falling. Chicken Little's right outside the locker room. But I'm telling you right now, you fix this, this, and this, get back to who you are, things will happen. 10 in a row.
And that's the message that Andy Reid is going to have this week. I'm glad we had DJ on to talk about that because it really got my memory going a lot from, you know, what we experienced back in 2015. And like I told DJ, we weren't really paying attention to the Chiefs. We just weren't. The Royals were winning. It was the World Series. It was all of this baseball stuff. So they were kind of a quiet 1-5. And it was a completely different team than it is right now. Andy Reid's a better coach. We have a better quarterback. And we will have ultimately better weapons on this team. And that's the problem that I think we see in all of this now with this football team is that people want to make rash decisions, rash judgments. We have not had a healthy and full team ever this year, right? Like, there are teams that went into opening day with a full, healthy, this is as good as we're ever going to be roster. The Chiefs haven't had the this is healthy, this is as good as we're ever going to be roster because they haven't had their guys. They lost number two in the first three plays. They lost number one for six games before the season even started. So they were just hoping to bide time. I still believe if Worthy doesn't get hurt, we're 2-0, we're not 0-2. I think he's that big a difference of a player. And the reason I'm able to say that is because these are self-inflicted wounds in close games. And I don't know if these games are close. If you have the ability and the connection with Worthy and Patrick Mahomes, it makes a big difference. And I used the analogy earlier. If Mac walks in here and Dusty and I are off and he's got two people looking at him that he kind of knows but really doesn't know, is familiar with them but really isn't, it's not going to be the same thing. Same thing at your job. Whatever it is that you do, if you work with two people that you're not normally used to working with, it's going to take some time to get to where we need to be. That's why I'm not in panic mode for this right now. And I think, Mac, you said it earlier, there's not a great team right now in the NFL. We don't know who the best team in the league is. We just don't know who the best team is in the NFL, who the dominating team is in the NFL. But what we do know is that the Chiefs are getting back two major offensive weapons that nobody else in the NFL is getting back.
You just got to get to 500 until week seven.
Like,
that's
it's like
you got to survive.
All these other teams are like the prom queen right now in everybody else's eyes, right? They all look good right now, but as they age, they're going to get old. They're going to get fat. They're going to get that Kendall Crawford going in their thing. Mm-hmm. They're going to live out in Leawood. They're going to do their thing. They're going to go to lunches. They're going to go to brunches. They're going to gain some weight. The Kansas City Chiefs are much like me. I look great now. I didn't look great then. I got better with age.
You had a glow up.
That's right. And as the season goes along for the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to have their glow up while all these hot teams right now are eating pudding and pie and peanut butter and drinking wine out of their Stanleys and sitting at brunch and they're getting fat and they're getting happy. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are like,
I'm going to go to the J. I'm going to start working out, man. I'm going to look good. I'm going to cut my diet. I'm going to do all this stuff. I'm going to be really good in the old age. When the old age reaches here, like the end of the season, middle of the season, all of a sudden the Chiefs are going to look like this woman who you like, oh, my God, I didn't know she was that beautiful under all of that. And here they are. The Chiefs will be the prom queen around Halloween when everybody else is turning into the pumpkin.
We're going to let our hair down and take those glasses off. And all of a sudden, oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah, where was she all along? No, she was there all along. It was just a little rough. It took a while to find her identity this season.
I love it. That's a great analogy.
Thank you.
I think the thing that the Chiefs do well right now other than quarterback play would be, I don't really know. I don't really know. I think their defense looked good yesterday.
Defense was really good yesterday, guys. Seriously, we've got to praise that defense yesterday.
Defense looked great. That's why I'm not worried about yesterday. Like, you guys saw me after week one's loss. I was a little panicky, a little worried. I'm not panicking at all after this loss. I thought they were going to lose that game yesterday. They did. They looked better in that loss than I expected them to. And that defense was awesome. Like, the Eagles were trying hard to do a lot of different things. Saquon is just amazing, and he was able to do enough. But Jalen Hurts didn't have open wide receivers.
Nope.
Devontae Smith had to make that play. A.J. Brown had to make a one-handed snag on a slant right while falling, you know, to the ground. Like, they did not have things come easy to them yesterday, which if you would have said after
week
one.
And the only reason they did is because the Chiefs allowed them to have easy
given
to them.
Yes, because they made mistakes on the offensive side. The defense was not the fault yesterday. So I'm not worried. I think I tweeted yesterday. They're winning their division. They're making the AFC Championship game. Calm down.
I like that. Yeah, I'm still in on all that. But I will say, you know, with this team and where they are, they've got the perfect leader, too. They really do, and Andy Reid. Because I guarantee you he's going to walk in there today and go, guys, we're fine.
Yeah.
Like you're expecting, if you're a member of the Chiefs today, I would imagine, to walk in there, get berated, you know, oh my God, it's not going well. That's why you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in there today and you say, guys, we're great. I feel great about where we are right now. We made three mistakes so far this season. That's why we're where we are. We're not where we are because we're not good. We're not where we are because we're old. We're not where we are because teams are passing us by. We're where we are right now because we made a couple of mistakes. We'll get those things cleaned up. That's the way that Andy Reid has to approach it. And I think that's the way Andy Reid will approach this thing because that's what he's done in the past.
Yeah, because what's Monday's just normally video? Is that what that is? Like
Well, I don't know anymore.
I was just saying, do you get on it and start going?
I mean, Wednesday's the first day of the week. You know, Tuesday's usually the off day. Come in, look at the video, all that kind of stuff. But I think right now, if you know you're the Chiefs, you don't change. You don't go into panic mode. I think if you do anything different, then you are going into panic mode, right? And then the team sees that, and the team feeds off its coach. It feeds off its leaders. I mean, when your leaders go into panic mode, your coach goes into panic mode, well, I guess we're panicking because our leaders are panicking right now. So I think you just got to keep it cool, calm, and collected. And however you approach a Monday is how you approach a Monday. And you continue to do what you normally do if you were 0-2 or 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's 0-2, but I'm not in panic mode.
No.
I think you have a win on the schedule this week. I think you can play with these other, like, look, you played, what, first place in the division's on the line tonight, starting at 9 o'clock between the Chargers and the Raiders.
Yeah.
If the Raiders win, they're 2-0, and they are the front runners in the AFC West. If the Chargers win, they are 2-0. They are the front runners in the AFC West. The Chiefs 0-2, looking from the bottom up as they move forward through the season. We look into the sideline view of Josh Klingler as he joins the show now.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klinger.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klinger with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Watson, yes!
John Klinger is who that is.
One of my favorites.
All right, Kling.
There is a guy at my new job. He's an older gentleman, and he keeps calling me John, and I just don't even change it. I just let it go.
Didn't you have a boss for years that called you Jason, and you were on the air, and he didn't know your name?
Yeah, that one was a great bit because he was supposed to be listening to what I was doing, I think in my radio job, and he called me Jason for 5 years.
So that's how you make it in radio. You just never give them your real name, so you can't get fired because they get the wrong name either way they get it right.
I was like, well, this guy will never fire me because I could just say he didn't ever listen to me.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, because this is how I started our interview off with DJ. And Kling, I want to ask you this. 0-2, what's the number one takeaway from this team from your perspective?
I guess that the cohesion's not there yet. And they really need, you know, Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. They just look like a different offense without two dynamic playmakers at wide receiver. I think that's kind of a glaring omission for this team right now. And I know that they have played in the past without, you know, some of these pieces, but it just looks like for this offense, they need those two. There's not anything, as much as we don't like, you know, end arounds and bubble screens, Xavier Worthy is really good at that. Rice runs the middle of the field so well, and it just looks different without those two. I mean, there was a set yesterday in which I think the three tight ends and Jason Brownlee were all out as the wide receivers, and I thought, this is not exactly what anybody probably tried to draw up. So to me, so far, I think it's who they haven't had, and I know they're going to have to probably deal with that at least several more weeks for Rice, and maybe another week or two we'll see for Xavier Worthy, but they look different without, you know, a primary catcher.
Well, and I thought what was interesting yesterday, Josh, and this is kind of my takeaway from walking out of that ballpark yesterday, is like the stuff that we used to be able to do, we're not able to do, like capitalizing on mistakes or making mistakes and not having to worry about those mistakes. Now every mistake we make seemingly is a major mistake, like it was reversed for the last 10 years where a team made a mistake and boom, hit them in the face. Now we make a mistake, it's like they hit us in the face.
Yeah, I made note of that, you know, during the broadcast. I said, you know, the tough thing is today, field goal miss, Eagles go down and then score a touchdown.
Right.
Fail to convert on a fourth down, Eagles go down and score a field goal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Travis Kelce ball popping up in the air, intercepted, mistake, go back the other way, eventually leads to a touchdown. Those are things the Chiefs did to people before.
Yes.
Those are those things. And Mitch just said, well, yeah, those are things championship teams do, and the Eagles are the ones that are the defending champs. I'm like, yeah, that's one way to look at it. Like, they're the ones that are doing that to people now. And the Chiefs maybe aren't, or certainly weren't in yesterday's game, but every single time that they did not capitalize, it went back the other way for some type of points. Maybe not directly, but that next drive went, boom, down the field for points. So, yeah, it's not dire straits. It's not the end of the world. I have avoided, and I know, Bob, I was texting you some stuff last night. We were kind of joking around about the national landscape.
Right.
You know, it's not doom and gloom. You know, I still think this team, I looked at the schedule at the beginning of the season. I'm like, man, if they started like 2-4, I know they're going to reel off like 8 straight wins, and it's going to be fine. And, you know, they'll catch up. I'm glad. I still think that is going to be the case. They'll figure things out. But yeah, right now you've lost two single score games where you haven't played well. So yeah. I guess if there is a silver lining, it continues to be that, where you just haven't done a lot of things well, and you were very much in ball games, but they were on the right side of those last year.
Well, and you look at that game yesterday, you mentioned all those miscues, and that's what I had highlighted as well. Every time they made a mistake, the Eagles scored points. Their two touchdowns came off the missed field goal and the interception. I mean, if you convert mm-hmm. on those two things right there, the Chiefs end up blowing out the Eagles yesterday.
Yeah, those are tough. And again, those are things that they did to people. The games they pulled out of the fire last year, that's what was happening, right? A team missed a field goal, and you're like, well, that's uncharacteristic. Boom, Chiefs have marched the ball down the field. You know, they get a fortunate play down near the goal line. Boom, the Chiefs would then drive it down the field. So, yes, it looked like a reverse flip from what they were doing to people last year. Again, I think quickly turned. I think, you know, in that locker room yesterday, quiet, but I didn't feel like it was like a down bunch by any means. I think that they were probably ready to tune out a lot of what was going to be said on the outside. And, you know, a few of the players I talked to just said, hey, you just have to kind of stay in the moment and not get out of your head now, and stay together, stay in the moment, and just move on to the next one, and you'll be able to dig yourself out of it. And I think they can. I don't think that this is, again, I don't think this is anything to be panicked about. 0-2 is not great, but They just have to get a few tweaks, and I think better offensively. I think defensively they may have made a little bit more progress yesterday. Certainly we're better against the run and the crossing routes and those types of things, but offensively they got to figure out what their identity is. That's the troubling part. It is. I don't know what this team is offensively right now, other than Patrick Mahomes is really good at scrambling.
Yeah, I'm glad that you bring up the identity, because you're over there front row, front and center on that sideline. What is the demeanor? What is like the mannerisms that are going on late into the game? You've been in Brazil when you saw that, backs against the wall, you know, coming from behind. This game, kind of the same script, right? Coming from behind, backs against the wall, things aren't going their way. What is the demeanor? What's the attitude, you know, mid-third quarter, early fourth quarter on that sideline?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell if they – I don't think that there's like a crack. I mean, before it looked like a stealing intensity, like we know we're doing this. I don't know if that arrogance is popping around there. I would say probably not, because obviously in game one, we saw people kind of butting heads with one another. Yesterday, Travis Kelce, you know, bobbles that play, and he walked down the sideline three or four times. No one said a word to him. And he just kind of was like staring off in the distance, had a mad look on his face, and looked, you know, kind of like a guy you didn't want to approach kind of look, you know, right. And then went and sat down. Other times I've seen like a little more pep and whatever. So I think everybody's trying to figure out what they need to be doing for themselves. Finally, Andy Reid went over and kind of tapped him. And then other people then, you know, kind of jumped in after that point. But it's not quite the confident bounce right now, because I think they're kind of searching for what exactly is going on, especially offensively. I think, you know, I've seen probably more slamming of helmets by the offense than I've seen in a while through a couple of games, and they'll come off the field very dissatisfied and kind of ticked off, the offensive linemen primarily, trying to figure out kind of where they need to be going offensively.
Yeah, you know, you usually see the helmet throwing is, you know, by the defense, right? Those guys have done it for years, and you just kind of let them fizzle their way out. You're seeing them do it on offense. And the thing that concerns me is not that they're throwing the helmets, Josh, or, you know, Kelsey's walking around going, I'm tired of this bleep. It's the fact that it's week two and they already seem kind of broken on offense. Like, I think losing Worthy broke them bigger than anybody can ever imagine. They knew they were going to be without Rice, but once they lost Worthy in week one and they knew they weren't going to have him in week two, that changes the dynamic of everything. So I think everybody's kind of on the struggle bus right now, trying to do too much instead of just doing what they're capable of doing.
Now I will say it's also very easy to slam the helmet, guys, because they have these like little posts on the bench, and I think they blow out heat when it's like cold outside, you know, and you put your helmet in, it's supposed to be like a helmet warmer,
but
it also just holds your helmet, so it's really easy to go up there, just slam it on there, and feel like a sense of I've gotten some frustration out. So it's not like they're, you know, bouncing them off the ground or anything. They just go and they slam it in their little helmet holders. So I think it's a little, they made it a little too easy for than to slam.
Gotcha. Have you ever put your face on that thing? Is it really hot air? Like what is that thing?
Yeah, it kind of just blows a little hot air, you know, like that they run through the warming bench too.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
Okay, so cool.
It's kind of nice. But yes, it's very easy then to take your helmet and just plop it on there and with vigor and look like you're really ticked off.
Well, Kling, hopefully they're 1-2 after the game on Sunday night against those Giants, and we'll talk to you again on Monday at the same time, and hopefully it's still John Klinger.
And also, guys, I know I used to always make a point of when I smelled weed. I didn't smell any yesterday for some weird reason. So I don't know. Maybe the fans weren't into it either.
Huh. Well, no, they were in the parking lot.
I usually get the waft down on the sidelines at some point, but they must have kept it all outside.
You know what? I didn't smell it inside the stadium yesterday, really. In the bathrooms I did, but not like in the crowd.
There was some weird onion smell from like one of the concessions or something that was blowing down. It was not the herbal fragrance of legalized Missouri.
Let me ask you this, and I want you to get to the bottom of this. Can you buy ice cream at the stadium?
I don't know. I mean,
because the Italians were in town and they were looking for ice cream, and they're like, we couldn't find ice cream other than like these little balls. I'm like, oh, the Dippin' Dots, right? They wanted ice cream.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm sure Dippin' Dots are available because they're the future.
Well, they've been for 30 years.
Ice cream.
Yeah, well, find that out for next week. All right,
do that.
Of all the things I was gonna delve into, it should be ice cream at the stadium. I'm more intrigued by Was that a security curtain for Taylor underneath the? I don't know.
Yeah,
what was that?
That was strange too. Did you see that happen, or what was?
I did not.
Okay,
I just saw like videos of like of somebody being escorted in through with a curtain, and everybody assumed it was Taylor Swift. I don't know. It was very, very strange.
Well, Kling, we'll talk to you again next Monday. We appreciate the time as always.
Sounds good, guys.
Later. Josh Klingler there, sideline reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs, coming up on the other side.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
And we get to our Chiefs thoughts and what the audio from Fox had to say about the Tush Push, so you can tell us that we're not biased. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.